The most prominent color here in Salzburg is not the stone gray of the cobbled streets of Old Town Salzburg, which is about the same gray as the rain that we've had all day, nor is it the deep green of the Salzach River. It's a pale yellow that Salzburgers call Habsburg yellow. It was the favorite color of Maria Theresia, the benign empress of the Habsburg Empire during the time of Mozart. And to this day, countless buildings here are still painted the same pale yellow. I think it's a clue to the city's happy and pervasive love of its own history. And speaking of pale yellow, these light amber Salzburg beers are very tasty and stronger than your average American brew. And brownish yellow pastries are in windows everywhere here. It's a small city. In fact, with a population of only 145,000, I would not be at all surprised to hear that Salzburg has the highest number of pastry shops per capita in all of Europe. It's a Catholic city, 40 Roman Catholic churches, one Protestant church for the 145,000 Salzburgers. And in the main square in Old Town Salzburg, which has been renamed Kallion Square after Herbert von Kallion, of course, there's an 18th century horse pool. This is where the Prince Archbishop had his horses bathed. And all the other horses, they would be washed and bathed elsewhere. Salzburgers counted as a proud part of their history. This is James Bartel. I have to go bathe myself because we have tickets for tonight's orchestral concert at the Salzburg Festival featuring members of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Kent Nagano, so I better go. This is James in Salzburg. Auf Wiedersehen for now.